Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free, the wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, tempest-tossed to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door. I can't remember what I did Tuesday, but I remember. I remember that song Mr. Grossman chose to teach us. It stirred my 11-year-old heart then, and it animates my conscience today. That's what great teachers do. She died in 2003. God rest her soul. Okay, here's my theory. I'm going to go very fast, so you have to stay with me, okay? Human life has been organized in a certain way. The hierarchy set. Who's in charge? Who makes the laws? Who enforces the laws? Pretty much the same way for 40,000 years. Yeah, I know. There were some small number of matrilineal cultures and some outliers who were more tolerant of difference. It's very true. But pretty much, and the so-called democracies, the great democracy of Greece, where women and slaves were excluded, pretty much through our history, might made right, and the biggest and the richest and the baddest were the best. And the man pretty much always was a man. But suddenly, at one point in the 20th century, for reasons that I can't possibly enumerate in the 2 minutes that I have left, something did change. The clouds parted, and women began to be regarded, if not as equal, but as deserving of equal rights. It's true. It was a first. Men and women of color demanded their equal rights. People of a sexual orientation and gender identification outside the status quo also demanded their equal regard under the law.